One.
Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Hell yeah.
We're bringing you that Clippers news 5 times a week.
Yes. And
good news, first scrimmage.
Yes, basketball's back.
Listen to this. It's back, officially. So in segment one, we're going to be breaking down a little bit of a preview for this Magic Clippers scrimmage. It's a little bit tricky because we're not really fully sure what anything is going to look like.
Yeah, apparently really only the coaches know.
But we'll be talking about that one. And then we've got some more presser vibes for you. Biggest takeaway is Marcus Morris is back.
Yes.
Thankfully.
Healthy. Good to see Mook out there.
Yeah. And then in shavings, man, it seems like Trez continues to go through a dark time. Would you say it's a conspiracy theory about Patterson?
I think it's a bit of a conspiracy theory brought up by Dr. Tart, and I might be on board with it.
Tinfoil hats on. And then we'll also be questioning what's going on with Zoo and Shaman. So all of that and possibly more coming up right about now.
So welcome to the Magic vs. Clippers preview. Haven't done a preview in months.
100 years.
100 years. Just a quick vibe check. How did you feel waking up knowing there will be Clippers basketball tomorrow or today, the day that you're listening to this?
Like right now, I'm a little meh on it, but tomorrow okay. I'll be excited just to watch. I mean, it's one of those things, we talked about it off top, but it's a little difficult to ascertain exactly what we're going to be seeing, you know?
For sure.
Weird. It's kind of weird, right? That the first scrimmage is going to be televised and, like, they're going to be wearing the official jerseys. It's like Doc said, it's weirdly a preseason game.
Yeah, we got the 10-minute quarters, you know? Let's get it. I'm really happy to see that.
Only for the first 2 scrimmages, though.
Yeah,
and then the other ones, it goes back to normal.
You got
to
ramp. You got to ramp
why
up.
Why do it at all?
You got to ramp up. I'm really excited. I'm excited that it's on at noon. That's going to be a good time. Having all these early games is going to be funny. But yeah, I'm psyched. It still feels far away, which is funny. We're recording this at 5:25. Like, I'm still just kind of like, I hope it happens. But I'm really
still
excited.
Still feels like I could get called off, you know? Who knows?
Yes, who knows? But yeah, let's just kind of get into it. What, like, magic-wise, when things mattered in the regular mm-hmm. season, we handedly took care of this team.
Yeah, both times on their home court and obviously at Staples. I always thought, I guess, that the size would be a kind of a problem for us. Just like they have a pretty large lineup. I mean, Fultz is a large guard. Vooch, big man. Gordon, big man.
Big man. Bunch of wingspans over 7 feet, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, definitely. Isaac Bamba. Definitely. And, you know, the biggest issue is just, like, kind of the fall off from, you know, like, Vooch and Gordon.
Yes.
No disrespect to the rest of the Magic, but they did the majority of the heavy lifting in both games, and it came up short. Defensively, it seemed like we kind of figured Gordon out, at least in that second matchup.
Vooch, too, kind of from the perimeter.
Yes, yeah, definitely. You know, we were really effective against them in the paint. But so here's the thing, right? This is all regular.
Does this matter?
This is all regular season stuff. I think that what we're going to be looking at a lot more in this scrimmage is probably, you know, what are Magruder minutes going to look like?
For sure.
What does Terrence Mann look like? Is he going to be a net neutral on the floor? I mean, this is, you know.
Is that your hope?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, if he could soak up a couple minutes when needed to give some guys some rest, especially in this 8-game regular season before the playoffs, I think that's going to be massive. I talked about it a little bit with Lucas yesterday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's essentially going to be sort of a, I don't know if it's a battle, but a fight for those third up guard minutes.
Absolutely.
As well as someone that you might be able to throw into a 3-guard lineup on the second unit.
Yeah. Because Doc's going to be going deeper too. Like, the nature of this these scrimmages and this upcoming season is you kind of have to go deep into your bench. Like, got you just, you know, shape wise, you will have to. I think we'll see Mann look super fresh legged when he's on the court. He's got youth on his side compared to Magruder, if we're kind of looking at it like that. So yeah. I think early in the, you know, in the scrimmages, he's probably going to look, you know, the freshest of kind of those bench guys, I think. And then I think we might see him earlier on in those 8 games as opposed to later on. Just because Doc might kind of rest on his, you know, I like veterans type thing.
Rodney.
Rodney. Especially if he's kind of shooting well. Of course, thanks to lethal shooter.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, Coffee is another guy who's sort of, you probably put him in that conversation too for to soak up like some third up guard minutes.
Yeah, man.
Third string. I should say third string, not third up.
Yeah. Dude, third up is a lot more encouraging. Third up is like, let's do it. I'm up. What are we looking for kind of on the defensive side of the ball in this scrimmage? Like, what? I don't know. I want to hear people. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah. I want to see people communicating. You know, we don't know what minutes are going to look like for our superstar wings. I hope that they play at all. I would guess they will. I don't know, you know, like how long.
I can't imagine
what that looks like.
More than, I don't know, how many minutes would you want Kawhi to play? Kawhi and PG, like, what are we?
Oh.
8?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I mean, the game's 40 minutes. I don't know if they feel like, if they play 12 to 15 minutes, isn't that good enough?
I'm so thrown off by the 10-minute quarters. Yeah, I think game,
like, we could get annihilated. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
not saying that we will, but if we
might, like, who knows? Because it's gonna be funny. Like, we're gonna talk about it in the next segment a little bit, but like, you know, both teams kind of know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So, like, it is really kind of like doing favors right now. Like, I think Doc and Clifford are gonna be like, "This is what we kind of want to work on right now."
Yeah,
like, this is what we're gonna do, and if it keeps working, that's great. We're just still gonna keep doing it. Yeah, the offense is going to be interesting. Like, the starting lineup, is it going to be Lou Trez starting because of the center situation?
Trez isn't there.
Oh, sorry, not Trez. It's just going to be – you think Lou's going to start?
No, I don't see why.
Yeah. I think Doc just might be kind of getting a little just weird with stuff because I think we might see Lou start possibly in those 8 games or something. I think you have to be ready for everything, so I wouldn't be surprised if Doc maybe tries some weird stuff in this Orlando game.
Yeah, that's fair. In a scrimmage, I guess that's fine enough. I think offensively, you know, we found a way to make it work. I think like the third or fourth best offense in the NBA as at the time of the break.
Third offensive rating, I believe. 6th defensive rating, so not bad.
So I guess I'm a little bit more worried about the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Just not having – any of the centers who have played regular minutes for the Clippers throughout the season is a little bit alarming. But at the same time, we finally get a look at Jermichael at the 5.
Yeah.
We get another look at Patterson, possibly, which we'll talk more about in the third segment.
For sure.
To see what he's looking like, if the shot's still there, if he's, you know, ready to body – to be a body and take some punishment, as well as getting
Aaron Gordon's huge now. So I think Patterson's going to be maybe in to soak up some Aaron Gordon drives into the middle of the lane.
Yeah. And then, you know, finally get to see Noah probably in a Clippers uniform.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of most excited just because he got back today to see if Mook plays at all. I don't think he will, but, you know, I'm excited to see him at warmups and stuff. Like, I'm glad he's at least there so he can also maybe understand. You know, he's going to watch Jermichael at the 5. Hopefully, we see some Jermichael at the 5. And I think, you know, kind of.
I think we'll have to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree. To hopefully soak up kind of that knowledge. And hopefully, Jermichael's film study has paid off that he's been doing in that first round.
What do you think Reg looks like?
I think Reg looks good. I think Reg's hands will look good. I really hope so, too. The shooting might not be there just because I don't think anyone's shooting is going to be there, you know. I almost just, like, it's just going to be so hard to go back to in game. You know, guys are still going to be going as hard as they can. What's your score prediction or what's your outcome?
Dude, no clue.
Yeah.
It's a 40 minute game, so 40% of so. Yeah, I really have no idea. I think the Clippers put this one away just due to
sheer having, talent comparison.
Yeah, just having like a little bit more depth. But once again, you know, if we are getting into those deep rotations, that certainly isn't going to matter. But I'm optimistic. I'm hoping that, especially from guys like Patrick Beverley, even if they're in limited minutes, we're safely seeing them running out the gate.
Yes, I want to see
safely.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think safely is the perfect word. Even with the absences, you know, our team still just feels better top to bottom. So yeah, I'm hoping for a safe game from both sides. A safe and positive game from both sides.
It even a win or a loss in a scrimmage? What do you call it?
Yeah, what is it? There's gonna be some team account that posts like, look out NBA.
Oh, I
like the scrimmage store. Yeah, let's associate that game. Is it noon? The day you're listening to this. We'll be streaming or maybe stream after it. Who knows? Coming up after this, we're going to be talking some presser vibes.
All right. So we're back with those sweet presser vibes.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to break the big news? I mean, we talked about it up top, but.
Yeah, Morris is back. thank God. That's fantastic.
It's about time, man.
I'm sure, you know, Doc was just as surprised to see Morris as he was to see Jermichael.
Who's this guy?
What is this? what if Doc just like gets injured because like when Zoo walks in, he like does like a very comical,
he gets
like,
too
whoa, and like falls back over a chair. No, it's fantastic that Morris is out there. He was practicing, which is great. The fact he's practicing, I think he'll get a little bit of run, I think tomorrow, but yeah, that was big. And then we kind of talked about it up top. Why don't you break down kind of what Doc said about like just the playbook situation?
I mean, he's saying that it's cool how you get to see, you know, like coaches and players that you don't really get to see throughout the regular season. And Doc was saying that he already knows what they're going to do, which it is really interesting because they kind of share. So they're looking at it at just as an opportunity to get better for both teams. So coaches are sharing things apparently back and forth, asking them, you know, like what you can do this, you know, can you do this or that defensively? So Doc is saying that he's really enjoyed that. It's really interesting to think about too. There's never been a time like this. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe Olympic basketball, but like coaches being in this close proximity together,
yeah,
you know,
hanging out.
I would imagine they're, you know, they're tossing ideas around, zingers. You know?
Oh, dude, imagine just like I can just see like Brad Stevens and Doc just like having drinks and being like, what about this for an ATO? Just like drive up dumbass plays. But I like how in depth the Clippers and Magic, and I mean, I'm assuming everyone are getting with it. Like Doc said, it got way more specific than I thought it was going to be. He said, we're asking them in this quarter, can you do this onside, out of bounds? Can you do this defense? Then what do you want me to do? Like, that's so – it's cool that it's not just like, hey, here's what we're doing. It's also like, we need you to do this.
Yeah.
And all the teams are like, yeah, of course. Who cares?
Yeah. Do you think that will lead anybody to overplay their hand?
I think some other teams – I don't think Doc will. I think Doc maybe underplays his hand too much.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely, you know, to the fan's chagrin, underplayed his hand in that last Lakers game.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But I think, yeah, I don't know. I think Doc's going to help out, you know, especially going to help out the Magic because, you know, he has ties to there. But I could see maybe the bubble teams overplaying their hand, like the teams that are in like that 8-9 spot, because they really got to get shit figured out. If you're in that 9 spot and you're trying to get, you know, trying to get that playoff spot, I think like the Pels are probably going to overplay their hand because the scrimmages are more time for those teams to work on stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So, and I mean, especially, yeah. I mean, if you're getting this specific with another coach about, like,
yeah,
you know, sort of how you want things to run, you know, why wouldn't you try to target some of your, like, kind of weaker plays or, you know, like defensive schemes that haven't really worked out yet? But I don't know if it'll necessarily lead to anyone overplaying their hand. You know, it's never really talked about how much this kind of stuff happens during the regular season.
For sure. Because Doc talked about this before, like in preseason games and all that stuff, like about they know what we're going to do, we know what they're going to do.
Yeah,
that's like another docism of like things don't change. Like,
yes,
there's two wrinkles added per season. Yeah, I think I think it's funny. Like I'm thinking about overplaying our hand, and now I'm just like, man, I hope we don't meet the Magic in the finals because they're going to get us in the scrimmage game. Like, that's what's nice about the matchups too.
Yeah.
Doc also had a message for the current administration because there was, you know, fantastically they released the news that there was no positive tests on that last round of testing in the bubble, despite yes. Dwight Howard's best efforts. Doc said, maybe we can take our plan to the White House. Classic Doc Zinger.
Classic.
Love it. He's in midseason form in terms of politics. But I kind of looked into it on Twitter. Trump and Doc have a very weird one-sided situation going. I'm not going to call it a relationship because it's definitely not that. But like Trump tweeted when the Clippers got Kawhi and PG, like, great news for a great guy, and had a picture and like had the quoted tweet with like Doc Rivers pick on it.
Dude, how deep did you dig for this?
I just searched Doc Rivers Donald Trump on Twitter. But like he clearly doesn't support this presidency in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fantastic. Trump has never tweeted a bad thing about Doc despite all of the things Doc has said.
Yeah.
Which I think is classic. I'm a giant piece.
He's not really tweeting it though.
He's not tweeting it, true. That's a good call, actually. I think that might be a big deal. But because that's the thing, like with Pop, he's talked about Popovich. Like he talked about Popovich once.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, it's also, it's just kind of an interesting, like, one-sided vibe. I also saw a tweet that apparently they had dinner together at a restaurant called Balboa in 2015. People were pretty bummed out about that, but the tweet didn't get very much traction.
Do you think that could have a possible effect on today's scrimmage?
Oh God. I'll tell you one thing. If Trump treats out a pick of Doc after we beat the Magic in a scrimmage and says great things for a great guy, I might flip out a little bit. I'd be like, first of all, you got a lot more important shit to be doing or trying to be doing than watching the Clippers scrimmage at noon. Trump should probably actually golfing on the golf course at Disney World right now. Kawhi also spoke, you know, kind of a classic Kawhi presser, all pretty straightforward answers.
Yeah.
There's been a new development that we haven't talked about on the pod. They added a chair to the pressers, which is great. Guys must have complained. Kawhi spoke
about it. It's just awkward. You can tell.
It's weird.
Yeah.
They're just standing their hands behind their back like, hey, like, they're like swaying. Kawhi touched on him and Pat's workout session. Is this now a piece of Clippers lore? Like, is this like the San Diego workout? Like, Bev and Kawhi? Like, I love that this is now, like, kind of, because of the bubble, kind of becoming this, like, piece of Clippers fan lore.
Oh, I mean, I think totally, you know, the two fan favorites already, both guys with the renowned work ethic, and you have Patrick Beverley, you know, basically saying that working with Kawhi, you know, has changed how he thinks about the game and changed so many like fundamental things about him as a player. I think it's got to be a part of lore. I mean, TBD though, right? Like,
for sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it depends on what happens at the end of the bubble.
Yeah, right. Just how these guys all look together.
Yeah, for sure.
So time will tell, but as of right now, definitely feels like a piece of lore.
Yeah. What's your minutes restriction for Kawhi kind of just in the the 8-game season? And when do you think they take that restriction away?
I don't think he'll have a minutes restriction.
Damn, right out the gate.
At least by the end of the 8 games. They might work him in, but I would think that kind of regardless of where you are in seating wise, you would want to ramp up your guys more at the end.
Yeah, no matter what.
Just to give you the, you know, the best possible like performance and minutes load going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's maybe I hope it's kind of like that 6th, 7th, 8th game. And I think some of it does hinge on what happens in those first 5 games, you know, depending what the standings look like, but I don't think we'll have to put Kawhi out there early to keep the two.
Yeah. For us, I mean, I gotta be honest. It wouldn't be my preference, I guess, to face the Lakers in the second round.
But I actually wouldn't mind it.
There's otherwise from a seeding perspective, this is hubris, but like, I'm just not really that worried about about where we land in the standings, you know?
There's
no possible way we would fall further. Like, I don't see us even falling to four.
Oh, yeah, no. I think it's so statistically difficult for that to happen. And just talent-wise for that to happen. I actually wouldn't be mad at Lakers in the second round, honestly. Because, A, I think we take care of it, no problem. As far as that matchup goes. And then it's like, fine, great. Like, we get this other weird matchup in the Western Conference Finals or whatever it is, and that's easier. You know, getting the Lakers fresh, like for us being fresher, I think is better than them getting, you know, that benefits more than them playing us sooner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, that was a pressure vibes. These are getting a little more exciting, I guess, kind of. Coming up after this, we got shavings. We're talking Trez's social media post. We got a Dr. Tarchi, a bit of a conspiracy theory, as well said off top. And then just some more questions about Zoo Enchantment.
All right, so a recent update on Trez. If you didn't know, he has left the bubble. Family member, his grandmother, is going through something. Mm-hmm. Recently posted a blackout story just with the quote, "I think I'm allergic to happiness. No matter how well something is going, darkness always shows up." Send what do you love, make of this?
Send some love Trez's way. That's what I make of it. I hope he's getting by as well as he can. It's just tough to see someone going through something, whatever he happens to be going through, involving his grandma at this time. The backdrop of what's going on, just in terms of pandemic, in terms of the United States in general, like, you know, I'm sure he has good people around him because he's with family. So I just hope everything's going okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is something that we see kind of a lot from Trez. So definitely do send your support out there.
For sure.
I'm sure he's in a rough spot, but I don't know that you have to worry in a clinical sense.
Yeah, for sure. And he will respond to DMs. So send him some love on Instagram. Don't send him DMs on Twitter. But we hope everything, you know, works out okay with him. We hope he can safely get back to the bubble when he's absolutely ready to go, which is a bridge that the Clippers will cross when they get to it. Do you want to introduce this Dr. Tarchi tinfoil hat conspiracy theory?
Yeah. Okay. So today, former doctor, five-time Tart, pod regular Carl Tart, brought up an interesting thing. Patterson hasn't been seen in any of these practice picks.
It's very weird. I hadn't even thought about it until he said something.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a little bit quiet on the Patterson front ever since the notorious Johnny Walker picture.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, we haven't talked about him since then. He's been posting on his Instagram story, like he's hanging out. I think he's writing a Dead World spec, which we kind of talked about, which is crazy. But it's interesting to me because he is a workout picture guy for the Clippers.
Definitely.
You know, like he does his pre, I can't imagine what his pre-practice workouts are like. His pre-game workouts are a full game of activity, it seems like.
Yeah.
He's lifting those crazy cylindrical weights they make, like those big, like
tubes.
Yeah, the hollow tubes or something like that. So I hope he's healthy. Like, I hope there's not something up with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We wouldn't know anyway. We're going to know when they release the list, you know, the injury list or whatever. Hopefully there's none. But Doc's talked about health, so it is just an interesting thing. I'm hoping we see one soon.
Yeah, for sure. I guess we'll know tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. And then, of course, we're going to end with, what is up with Zoo and no Shamit?
Yes. I believe Shamit has cleared at least quarantine to travel to the bubble.
Yeah, he got it on July 4th. It is now the 21st for recording this. So definitely, yeah, past the time limit.
Yes. So he might be in Orlando going through their quarantine procedures there.
Yeah.
However, we will never know until he, you know, until he shows up at practice, surprising Doc.
Yeah. I hope he comes down Sting style from the rafters the first game.
And so I got a little bit of my own conspiracy theory,
okay.
Which I think Zoo is already there.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think that there's anything wrong with the testing or anything like that. I just think that he's clearing those protocols. And we'll know when we know, you know.
That's the chillest conspiracy theory I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, he posted a bunch of like hourglasses on his Instagram story, which mm-hmm. I think actually that helps your theory, because it's him just being like, all right, I'm just waiting to get through this Orlando bubble quarantine. Do you think,
or he's just an hourglass aficionado?
Yeah, or he's like, look guys, here's why these emojis don't represent hourglasses correctly. Do you think this might be a bit of Doc underplaying his hand without, you know, while still telling other coaches what they're going to run in the scrimmage? Do you think this is Doc and the Clippers way of
no.
trying to underplay their hand?
I don't. I just don't see the advantage. I mean, it's like Doc said, like, you know what other teams are going to play. Obviously, it's not a surprise if a player that you game plan for shows up.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's not like because someone isn't there, they're like, oh, there's no chance this person could be playing.
Yeah.
you know, like you're still, your defense is still prepared for that. So I don't think it's, I don't think that it's anything
other
Doc
than
is trying to keep like a competitive advantage. I do think that to one certain respect, they're just trying to be respectful of the players
for sure,
who you know should be in charge of how they want to relay the information, whether they've tested positive for COVID or not, whether they're in the bubble or not. I think that overall he's just trying to be respectful of that.
Yeah, that's a good call. Anything else we got in the shavings drawer you want to talk about?
No. I mean, I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about after this scrimmage.
Oh yeah, we will.
Yeah, hope to see some good coffee minutes.
I'm hoping for some good coffee minutes. I'm hoping for some good Michael minutes. Thursday's episode that we might end up just putting out on Wednesday, depending when we record the podcast, because it's right after the scrimmage. We're going to be recapping the Clippers versus Magic scrimmage. If both teams break 100, I would be very surprised. Not sure what else, maybe. We're just kind of hyped on the game. We're hoping there's some good chill presser vibes. Of course, whatever else happens between now and then, Clipperland, maybe an update on Zoo and Cham. Will, where can these fantastic people find us?
You should subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave a rating and a review. We love it. We're also on Spotify. We are on Amazon Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at Locked On Clips, at Will Updike, at Charles Mockler.
Yeah, I have been positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.